What is going on, YouTube? Welcome back to another episode of FPL Family here on a Sunday night. And tonight, we've had game week three, Sam, but what a week it's been. I mean, transfer news.
Mad.
Have you ever known a transfer window like this? It has been bonkers. And of course, we're going to talk about the arrival of a certain Portuguese into Manchester United. But the whole window itself has been bonkers, isn't it? We've had Messi, we've had all sorts going on.
I just feel like the transfer windows get more and more bonkers as time's gone on. Like,
yeah.
At the beginning, when there was transfer deadlines and stuff, it used to be just, there'd be a couple on the actual day. You'd have Harry Redknapp hanging out of a window. And
yeah. Like, the yellow ties come on Sky Sports News.
And the last day would be mental and great. But now I feel like the last 10 days are like a deadline day.
Yeah, but I think the last month has felt like a deadline day. And of course, this week, Manchester United fans, let us know in the chat how you are feeling about a certain Cristiano Ronaldo coming back into the Premier League. 36, 37 years young. But listen, I don't think that's going to matter. This guy is one of the fittest Premier League, fittest footballers in the world. I mean, what an addition. What an addition for Manchester United. What do you think his price is going to be in FPL?
Well, judging by what they've done with FPL so far this year, they seem to have priced them to make you pick.
Yeah.
So, you know, they put them in the same bracket if they're at the same club. So I wouldn't be too surprised if he came in at 12, the same
you
as
think
Bruno.
12?
But
okay.
Equally, I think he probably should be more than Bruno.
Yeah, I think 12-5, I think. But listen, we're going to find
we're
out over the next couple of days.
They're making the most expensive player in the game, would they?
It would not. It absolutely would not. But of course, that's just one of the things we've got to discuss tonight, guys. Because of course, we've got a lot of premiums coming to the fore now. We've got Harry Kane coming back for Spurs today, starting against Watford. You've got Lukaku now, although he didn't get the points against Liverpool. I don't think it was quite the right week to bring him in this week, but certainly seen enough to suggest that everything that Chelsea do is going to go through Lukaku. And had that not been a sending off for Reece James, I think Chelsea had the better of Liverpool at the weekend. But we'll talk about that game in a bit more detail later on. If you're new to the FPL Family channel, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through most of the games, maybe not all the games, but most of the games. Some of the games we haven't yet seen, right? We spent a bit of time at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium today watching Spurs versus Watford. We picked up this new cushion for the new sofa in the Spurs shop, so you're very happy with that. But because we spent time at the game today, I haven't actually spent that much time watching much of the games on TV, so I do want to watch a bit of Match of the Day 2 tonight just
we
to get a
Burnley
feel.
We missed Burnley Leeds altogether, didn't we?
Didn't see much of Burnley Leeds, or I did see the goals. Actually,
yeah.
The Burnley goal was a classic. Doesn't get more Burnley than that. Proper scrappy goal. And then actually Bamford's goal was pretty scrappy as well, although I did see Rafinha put one of the defenders on his absolute backside in the build-up to it, which was sensational from Raf. So if you did watch the Burnley Leeds game, let us know, right? We don't know too much about that game. We'd love to hear your thoughts on Rafinha. Was I unlucky to lose my ailing clean sheet, etc.? How did that game go? So we'll talk about some of the games. We'll, of course, look at our teams and how we've got on and whether we're on a green or a red arrow for this game we're going into. Now, what is a poorly timed international break. I feel like I'm just getting going with the Premier League again.
As a Spurs fan, keep going, I say.
Yeah, top of the league, Spurs. Do you ever remember a time when Spurs were top of the league after three games and Arsenal were bottom with 0 points?
I love that you've said that.
More on Arsenal later on,
but
guys. I would love to hear your thoughts on Arsenal. Because
it's the first
time
we've
alive.
Ever started the season with three clean sheets. It's the first
man
time in
alive.
Our history.
What is going on at Arsenal? Oh, my goodness.
I've got to be honest, I do love it.
I'll tell you what.
I love the drama.
We'll talk about it in a bit, but the word I'm going to use a lot, Arsenal fans, and if you're an Arsenal fan and you're expecting me to be positive about your team,
they're not being positive.
Tune out right now, because I'm going to use the word embarrassing on more than one occasion for that Manchester City fixture. It was embarrassing, Arsenal fans. Tell us, if you're an Arsenal fan and you think there is light at the tunnel, if
there
the fixtures
be.
They've got coming up can lead to a bit of a revival for Arsenal, let us know, because there is some FPL assets there that I'd like to have in my team. But right now, I don't want anything to do with them. I'm not touching them with a barge pole right now, Sam. So we're going to... Boss Man's just saying, trust the process in the live chat. Trust the process.
That's what Ozil said in a tweet, wasn't
Can
it?
Can you see this? Trust
Ozil.
The process.
Yeah, but did you see
At what
Ozil
stage
one?
Do you question the process?
Well, I think... Wasn't Ozil taking the mic when he said trust the process on his Instagram?
Is Ozil taking the mic out of Arsenal?
Well, he posted a picture of him and Arteta with just the phrase, trust the process. And I thought...
Is that a P-take or is it not?
Are you being serious? Like, are you saying to, you know, trust in the manager, or are you taking the mic? because I couldn't work it out.
If that's a mick take, he has absolutely no right to take the mick, that guy. He's part of the reason they are where they are, to be honest with you. But anyway, more on Arsenal a bit later on. We'll talk about our teams. And also, I've put together a very, very first pass, chucked a few players in and out, wild card towards the end of the stream.
You're doing it?
Well, I don't know. I could be tempted. Ooh. I could be tempted. There's some stuff that's going on in my team. There's some stuff, obviously. There's some stuff I like. There's some stuff I hate. Harvey Barnes, I'm looking at you.
I love that. There's some stuff going on. I should think there is some stuff going on in your team.
There's some stuff going on in my team that I like. Hello, Antonio. There's some stuff I don't like. Harvey Barnes. There's also some injury news as well. So, obviously, Firmino went off in the Liverpool-Chelsea game with a hamstring injury. What looked to be, I think, a precautionary substitution. But as soon as he put his hand up, and let me tell you, as a Liverpool fan, Bobby doesn't put his hand up. Firmino, he has to be injured to be coming off. And Klopp whipped him straight off and got Jota on there. Actually thought we looked better when Jota come on. Sorry, Bobby, but I thought we did.
We can all stop the rhetoric about Salah and Jota on the pitch now. Salah scored with Jota on.
Well, there is a bit of that for sure. But if Firmino's injury is longer than, say, 1 or 2 weeks, Jota's going to be out of position up front with some nice fixtures at 7.5 in that Liverpool side. So he's definitely one to have a look at, I think, with the rotation risk minimised with no Bobby Firmino. So there's some stuff going on in the background. Of course, we've got the transfer window still to go. I wouldn't put it past this transfer window to come up with another blockbuster superstar.
Something could happen. No.
City coming back in, 160 mil.
Shut up, they're not coming back in. Have you heard, Pep? Honestly, let's start with that Arsenal game when we eventually get there, because I've never seen a man so angry at his team winning 5-0 as Pep was on Saturday.
God, goodness me. Sean Wilder, we're going to say hello in a sec. Sean Wilder says the light at the end of the tunnel, Sam, for Arsenal is called the championship. That is the sort of phrase that Spurs fans sitting pretty at the top of the league will love to hear this evening. Absolutely love to hear.
Honestly, though, part of me really loves it.
Are you feeling for Arsenal? Don't tell me you're feeling for Arsenal. Don't give me that BS. Come on.
Part of me loves the derby drama. And at the moment, what are we going to get?
Well, you're going to find out in a few weeks, because I'm pretty sure the North London Derby's coming up. We're going to talk to a few of you guys. Let's see who is in. Wasim is in. Ferran Torres, you beauty, he says. Yes. Now, with no Kane, it doesn't look as if Kane is coming into Man City. Doesn't look as if any more incomings in that striker position in Man City.
Do you think
who knows?
For Lewandowski? He's out there. He's available. Don't know.
But anyway, since Kane decided to rule himself out of that, they've won back-to-back 5-0 City, so they obviously don't need a striker. In actual fact, Ferran Torres, as Wasim is suggesting, is doing a fantastic job up there. And at 7 million, might even be 7-1 now, I don't think he is, at 7 million...
He's going up tonight.
...out of position in a City team that need a striker, and he's demonstrated the last 2 weeks he can do that job. Jesus has already come out and said, I don't fancy playing that. I prefer to play out wide right. And actually, he's doing a good job out there as well. Ferran Torres, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. That's a transfer in waiting to happen, isn't it? Harvey Barnes or Ferran Torres for me and my team? Forget about it. It's done.
The thing is that I always talk about how that with the Man City players, you don't want them because they're so expensive and they're going to rotate and you won't get enough minutes. With Ferran Torres at 7 million, I'm sorry, but does it really matter if he misses a game here or there?
But let's have this conversation about Torres then quite quickly. Who does he rotate out for then? Okay, Sterling could come in and play in that position.
If they don't.
Because he has done. He could move Jesus over from the position that Jesus wants to play and put Jesus in the middle.
Can play KDB in a false nine when available.
Can play him there, but then you lose KDB in the middle. So with Foden and KDB coming back, I don't think that affects Torres too much.
Yeah.
He's doing such a good job up there.
Yeah, but it's Pep.
I know it is, but at 7 million...
I don't mind... No.
Give yourself half decent bench. Give yourself a good first sub. And if he gets rotated, then somebody comes
in. I don't mind him at 7 million at all. In fact, I'd pay 8 for him before I started to really mind.
I would,
but it's players like Mahrez that would annoy me at the price that he is. I know that he comes on and he gets stuff off the bench, but it would really bother me the amount of time he spends sat on the bench.
I would agree. Torres, second overall in the BPS, actually, this game week, with 51. Second only to his teammate, actually, Jesus. So that shows you... They are a team to be investing in. And all of this
week as well.
Good shout. Yeah, good shout. Well, I think what's happening with City is we're all sitting here waiting to see what's happening with City and waiting to see what Pep might do. My view is you need to get in. And actually, Grealish coming in with the 6-pointer this weekend. Don't get me wrong, I'm happy. I'll take the 6 points. But in a 5-0 win... Yeah. Yeah. In a 5-0 win, I would like more than 6 points. I'm telling you. I would like more than six. Joe Finley-Badder is in and moderating.
Hey, Joe.
How are we doing? He's obviously feeling a little bit down, Sam, after today. Any words of condolence for him? Were Watford good to watch? Were they okay?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I thought Watford had...
Well,
we'll talk about that game a bit later on, but I thought Watford were actually fine.
All right. Well, defensively, I think they got an issue with Cathcart. If Cathcart's injured, I don't think Ngakia come on and did a great job. So let's talk about them in a bit. FPL Finding Glory is in. How are we doing? Damien Naidu is in. Very nice to see you, Damien. Gavin Doyle is here. How are we doing? He says, greetings from Guadalajara. Ooh. How are we doing? I feel like Gavin's in a different part of the world every time we speak to him. He's all over the place, isn't he?
Maybe he's like...
He's double jabbed. He's got his COVID passport. He's done. He's all
Either
over
that
the place.
He's just like some sort of super spy or something that just travels all over the world, like James Bond style.
Josh Telling is in. Hey, Josh, he's in and moderating. He's saying Arsenal's first win of the season will come against Spurs.
Oh, Joshua!
In a few weeks' time, he says, winking face emoji. Brian Springer is in. Good evening from Trinidad and Tobago. Hey, Brian, how are we doing? He's saying, calling it early. He's hashtag Team Sam. There we go. Well, we'll talk about our teams and whether it's Team Sam or Team Lee in the ascendancy at the moment going into the international break. It's been a very even start, I have to tell you.
It has been very even.
Farhad is in. We've got Mienna Sidholm. Hello from Canada. Hey, Mienna. How are we doing?
Canada.
John Tyner is in. Did you notice that Sissoko was given a yellow card for Spurs on the FPL website? Did you notice that?
How
did that happen? I honestly didn't notice that, John. So nice one.
That was one of my favourite things about today, was when he went off, he got a standing ovation from the whole stadium, like 60-odd thousand people all shouting, oh, Musa Sissoko.
5 minutes before that, though, he got in a reasonable position and absolutely blasted it over, and the whole crowd went, way.
It's when the guy behind me went, that's the Musa Sissoko we know and love.
Yeah, every Spurs fan at that stadium went, there he is. There's Sissoko. Ben Swain is in. How are we doing? Hello, guys. Would you keep Son past game week 4 or sell him to get a better striker? Well, this is going to be a lot of the rhetoric now over the next couple of weeks. And part of the reason I'm considering my wild card is because I feel like I'm quite heavily loaded with Fernandes and Salah in midfield, and I want to get rid of possibly Grealish and Barnes. But I don't have that heavy hitter spot up front. I have Antonio, I have Ings, who I'll talk about in a bit as well. Another transfer out I want to make. You can see why I'm heading towards a wildcard. And I've got a 4.5 burner slot. Now, all of a sudden, Lukaku, who's going to be coming up against Aston Villa, without Martinez, by the way, because Martinez and Buendia have both said that they're going to go to Argentina, play for the international side, and they're going to strictly adhere to the quarantine rules when they come back into the UK. So they will miss 2 weeks, which I think, is that one game or two games?
Well, the Spurs boys that have done it, Lascelles from Romero, will miss 3 Spurs matches.
3 games.
While in quarantine.
So this is a big thing to think about, guys, over the next couple of weeks, over the international break, is players that are going to play for their international sides may or will have to adhere to some of the rules coming back into the country. And Emi Martinez and Buendia have already said that they're going, so they will not play in game week 4. Another reason why I quite like Lukaku against a Martinez-less Aston Villa in game week 4 suddenly looks like a good captaincy option. But listen,
who's getting ahead of myself. Is it Steer?
Is it Steer? I don't know. Somebody can tell me who the sub Aston Villa goalkeeper is. Is it still that Peacock Farrell nonsense?
No, I think
is it still him?
It's Steer, isn't it? Isn't it Steele at Brighton and Steer at Villa?
All right. Well, somebody will tell us in the chat. I'm absolutely sure of it. Kyle Vineyard, thank you for the super chat, Kyle. He says, is Ronaldo in FPL yet? He's not.
Not past his medical yet?
He's not past his medical. I'm pretty sure, given the shape he's in, he's going to pass his medical. I think it might have been today. And he will get announced at some stage over the next week, I suspect, as a Manchester United player. Not in FPL yet, but he does say, hashtag Coys, hashtag Team Sam, hashtag Kane, hashtag FPL. There's a lot of hashtags for you there, Sam. Kane will score 2 goals against Arsenal in the North London Derby at the Emirates in September. Come on, you Spurs.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course, that's why Kane missed that sitter today.
Why?
It's August.
That's why, exactly. Kane does not do the business in August. That's what it is. That's what it is. Jed Steer is the backup keeper. Steele is, of course, the Brighton backup keeper, which we know because he's in the team. But yeah, Steer is the backup keeper that is going to have to keep Mr. Lukaku out in game week 4.
And Mings has got a broken rib.
All sorts going on. So there is our Twitter on the right-hand side there, the Twitter, at FPL Family, if you're not following us over there. Nearly at 46K, guys. So thank you for everybody that follows us over on Twitter. Sam, how's the Instagram going?
We're about 200 away now from
10K. I feel like we've been teetering on 10K for a while.
We've been doing about 80 a week for the last couple of weeks.
Come on, guys, if you're on Instagram and you're not interested in what I say on Twitter, which is the majority of you, I understand that, go and follow Sam on Instagram, at FPL Family. And I have to say, Sam, one thing I have to say quite quickly.
The TikTok. What have you been doing now?
I've completed it. I've done TikTok. I've completed it. It's finished.
I nearly swore.
You swearing on a stream. That would be worse than Mark Southern swearing on the stream yesterday during FPL Black Box match of the day, which was fantastic.
Before we talk about TikTok for a second, Mark on that challenge yesterday.
Mark and Az on the match of the day challenge last night. Fair play, boys. That was absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. In a week where I think Mark transferred out Ferran Torres and brought Lukaku in and Mahrez to do the match of the day challenge and then to do it live on YouTube. Fair play, boys. It was absolutely brilliant. I loved it. And Mark dropped the F-bomb a couple of times, which we obviously know Mark pretty well. That is not in his nature to do that. So it would be more out of your character to do it. So do not drop any F-bombs tonight.
Right, if you've completed TikTok, what have you done?
Well, I put up a video. I put up a few videos and I've had a few hundred views of each video. But the one I put up yesterday morning, can't remember what it was about.
Was it Salah?
I think it was Salah, yeah. Stop selling Mo Salah, basically. 91,000 views. Completed it. Done.
When you get to a million views, then you then come back and tell me you've completed it.
I don't even know what I'm doing on TikTok. But
TikTok from the stadium today?
No, I didn't. No, I should have done that, shouldn't
I? Why didn't you TikTok from the stadium? You could have TikTok. Evie would have done your dance.
I was too busy dealing with Evie, wasn't I? Too busy. Evie was too busy nicking my 12 bites, wasn't she? It was just, yeah.
The 12 bites you didn't want to buy.
Too busy to TikTok, Sam, quite frankly.
Glad we did now.
So yes, if you're on TikTok and you want to follow my nonsense over there, it is complete and utter nonsense. I don't know what I'm doing, but the videos seem to be getting some views. So at FPL Family over on TikTok as well.
Is it you? Have you watched your own video 91,000 times?
Yeah, because to be fair, it's only 15-second video, so just keep it on loop. I just saw another account through the night. Keep it on loop. Yeah, that's what I do. GoPal, thank you, GoPal, for the super chat. 71 this week. Lovely.
Very nice.
Captain Vardy, that's ballsy. And Vice Captain Delhi, let's talk Vardy. Well, we will talk about Leicester in just a second. I think I'm done promoting everything. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. How's the Facebook going?
Good.
Done. Brilliant.
Completed it.
The Facebook is... You haven't completed Facebook. No one's completed Facebook. let's have a look at some of the scores over the weekend and let's have a look at some of these fixtures then. I think...
We've got to start with the City game, surely.
Well, I don't want to get off on quite such
just
a sour note.
Just get it out of the way for all the Arsenal fans.
The Arsenal fans can listen to this.
Just rip the plaster off.
And then they can go because... Well, perhaps you want to go now. Arsenal fans, I'd love to hear from you. And I honestly would. And this is not a pee take on my part.
You're not doing
any stretch of the imagination. I'm not. I genuinely am interested in what's going on. And I must admit, when I saw those fixtures in game week one, Brentford away on the opening day with Tony and the hype and it's the first game and the Brentford are at home. It's their first game in the league. I thought, that's a banana skin waiting to happen. When they lost that game, I remember thinking, what are they going to get out of Chelsea and Man City? They've got to get something, a point, out of one of those two games. And what's happened is they've been thoroughly thrashed both times. And in particular, the game yesterday, the 5-0, there was a marked difference between the way that Arsenal reacted to the Xhaka red card and the way that Chelsea reacted to the Reece James red card. If you want an interesting juxtaposition from the weekend... There's a word I couldn't say quite easily after a few beers. If you want an interesting juxtaposition over the weekend, there it is. The Chelsea reaction, which we'll talk about in a minute, which was magnificent to the Reece James red card, versus the Arsenal one, which was, I've given up and I'm going home. Tell me about this.
So I sat and watched this game. You went out halfway through, didn't you? Because you had to take Max to football. And I sat and watched this second half. In utter disbelief at what I was seeing.
There was a viral video knocking about where Edison had the ball in his own area. And it took Arsenal like 40 seconds to even close him down.
I think
it was 2 or 3-0 at the time. I mean, come on.
I think Edison touched the ball 3 times in the second half. And I'm not being funny, but that stinks of a team that just gave up. Now, I know they were down to 10 men. I totally get that. They were down to 10 men. It was a struggle.
Yeah.
Against top quality City who were on great form. But by the end, it was like City were in a training match against some under 10s. Like, honestly, they'd so given up. Even Tierney, at one point, he went down and I thought, are you actually injured? You're just trying to get off this pitch.
Yeah. Like, so in a minute, I'm going to ask you why, right? Because it's all, we can sit here and slag them off, but I want to understand why. Because the fixtures do turn for them now. So I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, well, Ben White's gone down, Smith Rowe's gone down. Am I, should I be going back to these guys? And at the minute, I don't think I should, but I am going to pause because we've had a couple of super chats. One from Chintan Suchak. Thank you, Chintan, for the super chat. He says, hey guys, I'm at 178k. Very good. Nice. Very nice score. Very good overall rank. With a red arrow and two free transfers. Maybe Barnes to Rafinha. I like that. And Ings to DCL. Quite like that as well. I know it's early, but should I plant that seed in my head? I think those are seeds that you can quite easily plant. I think you're all right with those.
I'm just really trying not to kick.
Try not to kick the mics or the cameras would be good. Yeah, that would be good.
Okay, I'm all right.
So he's not done those moves.
My issue
is... Is he right to plant those seeds in his own head? I think he's okay.
I think it's fine to plant the seeds. My thinking is that actually it could be a good moment. Because, as I said to you last night, if you make a transfer, go early to avoid price rises and stuff, and something happens over the international break in terms of injuries or whatever, it is easy to just hit the wildcard button and deal with it all.
Yes.
That's my view.
Yeah, okay. So plant the seeds, and if you want to make those moves, do it, knowing that you've got the wildcard as a backup.
That's my
to
view.
To fall back on. All right, very good. Another super chat, a pink super chat, so thank you very much to VSG1, pink. Which is a new name we haven't heard from. VSG1 before on these live streams, but a pink super chat, so thank you very much indeed. Really appreciate your support. 63 points, very good. Feels like a decent score this week. I think it is, considering the fact that Bruno has blanked again. Love the stream, VSG1 says. Thank you very much, appreciate it. It's 1:15 a.m. here in India, but I eagerly await your streams after every game week. So VSG1, thank you very much for the kind words. Really, really
Bruno,
appreciate that. Really appreciate
on this,
that.
We'll get to him obviously later, but while we're talking about him in this super chat, 9 out of 15 blanks.
9 out of 15. With Ronaldo coming.
Worse.
Probably going to be taken. So here's a question. Does Ronaldo, is he automatically now on free kicks and penalties?
Is for Portugal when they played together.
There is no way Ronaldo is not on pens for Man United.
Totally agree with you. Bruno becomes a non-option now.
Let's have this conversation later. Clarky Complains. Thank you, Clarky Complains.
Arsenal fan with a name like Complains.
For the super chat. Hey guys, 80k overall rank.
Oh, nice.
Clarky, that is a very good start
Nothing
to the season,
complain
mate.
About there.
Bruno out, Torres in to fund Ronaldo. So there we go. There's a segue from what we were saying, right? Fernandez down to Ferran Torres. God, that's really hard to say as well.
You're right.
No, I'm getting my words out, actually. I'm kind of impressed when I get them out. I'm just like, oh, okay. That was quite good. I'm just like,
so far tonight, we've had that, right?
We've
had juxtaposition.
Juxtaposition. Yeah,
what else are you
going to
say?
I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know. I had a beer at Spurs at lunchtime. Goodness
knows what
could
happen. Did have a beer?
Happen. A Guinness? Torres, so Bruno out, Torres in to fund CR7. There's going to be a lot of people thinking that in that direction. Going to be, right?
I'm thinking that.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely viable, Clarky. Absolutely viable. So let's answer this question then. Why? Why Arsenal? What's going on?
Heads are gone. If that's what I honestly think.
There's people in the live chat saying it's been reported in The Athletic that the Arsenal board have called an emergency meeting with Arteta tomorrow.
I think Arteta is going to be fired.
Oh, trust the process.
There's no process to trust. That's the problem. This process has been going... When did they hire Arteta? A couple of years ago. 18 months?
Yeah.
But pre-COVID, wasn't it?
The thing is, it's just... It's everything about the club at the minute.
The heads have gone.
And it's even like the Xhaka red card today is
gone.
A nightmare. I mean, they've just given this guy a brand new contract and then he two-foots it and gets... What's he doing? This guy's supposed to be one of their leaders, right? They gave Aubameyang an absolute fortune new contract. Not that long ago.
Yeah, but
he's been cack since then.
Look at how he's dropped. He stropped around the pitch on Saturday. I know they were losing, but he is their leader, their captain. Those are the players that have to... They have to be accountable for their actions. I actually don't blame Arteta. I blame the players because the players are not doing what they need to be doing. These are big players. These aren't kids. These are massive, massive players. And they should be standing up to be counted. I know that Aubameyang's had COVID. I know that Lacazette's had COVID. I know that they've got COVID problems with Ben White, etc. But they are decent players.
Who do they get?
What, manager?
Arteta goes tomorrow. Who comes in? Well, Sam Allardyce.
The thing is...
who though? Come
you
on.
Are on one tonight.
Tell me who comes in. Who is available? What decent
Conte
manager?
Conte is available, but he won't come because they won't.
Why is Conte going to Arsenal?
He won't come because he won't come to us because of budget stuff. Well, the window's going to close, so he's going to be dealing with this what he's got,
yeah.
And he's not got enough there to get Arsenal out of trouble. And Conte is not going to want to come and manage a team that are down at the bottom of the league. So who are they actually going to get? There isn't really a decent manager, and this is. Oh, it pains me. They're a big football club. They are.
Of course they are.
They're a big football club with really big aspirations and really big names on big wages.
And Pepe.
See, you're on one. And these players are not performing. And you cannot tell me that this is all Arteta's fault. I appreciate that he sometimes gets the tactical stuff wrong. And I think he got it tactically wrong against Man City. But there's no excuse for the players not playing.
All right. Okay. Enough of the Arsenal battering. It's not good at the Emirates. No doubt about it. It is good at City, though. Two wins, back-to-back, 5-0.
He was so angry with him, Pep.
Well, he was. He was. But again, the comment I'd like to make is, same as in game week two, the points are shared. The points are shared. Again. So, again, it's not obvious from an FPL perspective who you're going to go in on. But clearly, as Clarkey suggests, Ferran Torres is going to get a lot of airtime, isn't he, over the next couple of weeks?
Well, I think you're mad if you don't give him airtime because he's the cheapest one.
At 7 million.
He's got the perfect spot where there's not any competition. I thought he was phenomenal, actually. Really impressed me watching him. He impressed me in game week one when Man City weren't impressive. And he...
The only thing I will say, though, is it the second week in a row where the Arsenal centre-halves are being bossed by a centre-forward?
Yes, it was. But equally, he's playing for them, arguably, the most creative side in the Premier League.
He will get chances.
He is going to be in the right places to get them. So I think he...
And he's not really dropping deep in the same way that, like, maybe a Kane would, right? He's a centre-forward at the minute.
I thought he was excellent. And the next one down that really impressed me was Cancelo, who I thought was brilliant.
Interesting, okay.
Really brilliant. He was
no FPL points for him other than the clean sheet, but you liked him.
He was really good, really attacking. And there was one moment, and this is more to do with Arsenal than it is to do with Man City, where he and Diaz tried to set each other up in the Arsenal box.
Oh,
and I was like, what is happening here?
Well, interestingly, João Cancelo, as well as his fellow defender Laporte, both in the top 10 XG underachievers. You're right, he was getting in the right positions and probably was a bit unlucky to not get his slice of the pie in that 5-0 win. So maybe one to watch João Cancelo. I like that.
And Walker went off injured in that game as well. So
indeed. Indeed. So there we go, the 5-0. It's not any clearer, guys, I think, from City who you're going to have. But if you're going to go
cheaper City, that's what's becoming clearer. You don't have to pay premium City. You can go budget City.
Yeah, I think we were all sitting there waiting to put our Man City chips on Harry Kane, weren't we? And it's just not materialised.
Or waiting for KDB, who's also going down tonight.
Yeah.
But suddenly it's like, well, let's just go Torres instead because he looks great.
Yeah, with the amount of other premiums knocking about, though, given you've got these other options now, you're not going KDB, are you, when he comes back?
No, you're going Torres.
I think you are. Anyway, that's enough on Manchester City. We've had a super chat from Mark Ben, I think that's pronounced. Sorry, Mark, if I've butchered your name. Let's just say Mark. Mark, thank you for the super chat. Is Tanganga Sam nailed? And who is his direct competition? Let's go to the game that we watched at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium today. Spurs 1, Watford 0. Is Tanganga nailed?
I think you might have missed another super chat as well. But,
oh, okay.
But I'll answer that question.
I did, actually, yes. Before you answer, yes, let me say that.
Go on.
So, Karan, thank you, Karan, for the super chat. 79 points this game week with Sunshine, captain, and Antonio for hits paying off handsomely. So, a couple of nice hits there for Karan. So, yes, talk to us about Tanganga, then I'm interested in the Son rhetoric.
So Tanganga's potential replacements are Aurier and Doherty.
Yeah.
Aurier is missing currently.
What?
The last I heard, nobody really knew where he was.
I love this guy. What do you mean he's just missing?
Well, they,
that's a professional footballer being paid tens of thousands of pounds a week. You don't just go missing.
They've told him they don't want him and he's got to find another club, basically.
So he's having a strop.
No, he's not having a strop. He has been in training, but he's basically, his head's not there because he's trying to find another club. So he and his agent are trying to work
What flag is that on FPL? Is that yellow, orange or red, just missing?
Purple. I don't know. He's physically there, but mentally he's not. So he's not competition, right?
Remember when it was good for about 4 weeks?
No.
Aurier was good for about 4 weeks, wasn't he? Last season, yeah.
When?
And then there was about a 4 week stretch when he was good.
Was there?
And then not anymore. But it's neither he nor Doherty. And also Tanganga's playing and you've got three back to back clean sheets. What's not to like? I think of course he's nailed.
So this is the other thing, is that I think what we're seeing with Tanganga there is we've got three really solid defenders with Skip in front who are doing a great job and they're allowing Reguilón to go down the other side and be attacking in the way that he would ideally like to be. And that's leaving three solid defenders at the back, and it's working really well. Like I said in the beginning of the stream, that's our first ever three back-to-back clean sheets to start a season in our history. So I don't think there is any competition from Tanganga. I think Tanganga is it.
So tell me about, and of course we had the, at the game, I had a reasonable seat so I could see what was going on, and that's what you don't see on TV, do you? You can, even when the ball is near the Watford goal, you can look back and see what's happening at the back. And I have to say, yes, that's exactly what was happening. Tanganga, who is not known for his attacking prowess, and he will put his own hands up and say, I'm a defender first and foremost. And you've got Reguilón on the other side, who's the complete opposite. So yes, he does tend to go into that three in the back, Tanganga, whereas Reguilón goes on.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about Spurs offensively in a second, but I think I would be happy to pay the extra million to have Reguilón. I was impressed with Reguilón today.
The one thing I would say about... So I like Tanganga... My personal opinion, though, if you want to spend 4.5 on a Spurs defender, go Eric Dier. Because
really?
Yeah.
Interesting,
because
okay.
Dier is going to play. Even when Romero comes in, I don't see Dier not playing. He's rock solid.
Does your new man not come in? Romero?
Well, yeah, but I think he'll play with Dier. I think he'll replace Sanchez
instead
eventually.
Instead of Sanchez? Interesting,
so,
okay.
I think Dier will be there. Dier goes up for every single set piece. Whereas
even took a direct free kick today,
and he takes free kicks when they're in the right place. So there is a little bit of attacking threat from Dier, which you just don't get from Tanganga. Tanganga will go forward, but slowly, and he'll just get in the right position to sort of be there if a ball comes out to Sun and then put it in. But he's not going to get you a lot of attacking returns, whereas Dier might.
All right.
If you've got the extra, then yes, Reguilón.
All right, well, GoPal is in the chat absolutely saying, well, why, Sam? Tanganga assisted Sun the other day, did he not?
Yes, but his attacking threat isn't...
It's not consistent
it's
in the same way that Reguilón is. Yeah. And, I get that, and but 4-5.
Yeah, but Dier, I think, will offer over the long term. I mean, he was really unlucky not to get a goal last week. I think over long term, you'll find Dier gets more attacking potential than Tanganga does.
All right, okay. Talk us through the jammiest 10-pointer you will ever see.
Sorry, what now?
From a Son performance.
Oh,
I have to say...
Hang on a minute.
I have to say...
Where's your sour grapes?
Yeah, the grapes are coming out here, guys, because Son captainers... I'm telling you, that was a poor performance from Son tonight.
Oh, shush.
It was poor.
You shush him out.
He was not in the game. He barely contributed to the game.
How very dare you?
This is just not an opinion. I've gone and found some facts, Sam, and I've gone and looked at XG overachievers, and he is sick this game week. He had an XG of 0.1 this week.
You are rude.
0.1. He's got the free kick. He's crossed it. Backman has had an absolute... But I don't rate this goalkeeper at all, by the way, Backman. I think he's absolutely dodgy as hell. He comes, he goes, he stops, he farts, he thinks about it. Backman, terrible. And it's just misses everybody and goes in. I couldn't believe it. I was devastated when that went in. So some captainers with your 20 points, just know that is the jammiest 20 points I've ever seen so far this season. Horrendous.
What was in your curry pie, I suppose?
I don't know. But that 20 points of
angry.
20 points you got
very
out of that
angry,
this week.
Aren't you?
20 points. Absolute rubbish. I didn't see anything from Spurs offensively that makes me think, even in my wildcard draft that I'll show you later on, that I want either Kane or Son.
Oh, good luck with that.
Not interested.
All right, then. Let's see where you are.
Not then. Interested. Let's break down Spurs' first 3 weeks, right? 1-0 Man City. Okay, good counter-attack goal. Liked it. Son got on the edge of the box, hit it. Diaz... got out of the way of it, and Edison kind of fell over, should have saved it. Jammy. Second game, the penalty. First 5 minutes, Dele Alli leaves his leg in, makes sure he gets fouled. Clever from Dele Alli.
I can't wait to see what these guys have got to say about this,
right? But it's a penalty. 1-0, boring Spurs. Didn't show anything else. Lucky. Today, Son, free kick, shouldn't go in. Backman should save it. Just gone in from, just lucky, gone in from a free kick. Now, I'm not saying anything about Spurs defensively, because Spurs defensively have shown so far this season they can be very, very good. But offensively, is anyone genuinely saying to me they want to spend 12.5 million on Harry Kane or 10 million on Son?
It's all right, he's only 12.3.
20 points for Son captainess today is outrageous. It's ruined my game week and I'm not here for it.
Right. Let's go to the chat. Oh, I can't know what I'm saying. You are on one today. You normally say it's me that's on one. You have been.
Yusuf B, 100% agree.
You are so angry. I've never known anyone so angry.
Martin King, salty as hell, Lee. Clayton's cookbook. Lee is so right. Brilliant. Ashley FPL, geez, Lee making Spurs sound like their relegation material when they're top of the league. Yusuf B, Lee is absolutely right. Tiger says, I agree, Lee. There you go. You see?
You are.
So you're just saying,
today.
Lee, you're absolutely bonkers.
Listen.
Song captainers know that that is a bit of jam.
It doesn't matter whether it goes in off their backside or off an absolute belter of a worldie. It doesn't matter. What matters is that Sunshine brought joy to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium today.
Look at Mike's chat, just as a load of salts. Yes, I am 100% salty because that was the difference between a green arrow and a red for
and
me
you know
this
what?
Week.
I am
shocking.
So glad that our seats were separate today and that you were on the opposite side of the stadium, because Max and I were absolutely blimmin' mental when Spurs scored today.
I had to stand there. I was surrounded by Spurs fans in the Spurs end. And
Eddie, you'd be going mad.
Son scores a goal. My daughter's gone crazy next to me and I have to stand up and go...
Go over there.
I'm like, well done.
And the thing
well
is,
done, Hyunmin.
I said to my brother-in-law, and we left the stadium today, and I'm chatting to Max, and we're walking out of the stadium, and I said, don't say anything to Daddy about the Sun goal. And Max said, why? I said, because Daddy will be really angry that Sun scored the goal.
Dave P says, Lee, let it all out. Let it all out is what we're here
is
for.
Is it therapy?
Is this therapy
for
Alan Katak is saying, Son should get 3 bonus. Shut up. No, he shouldn't. He got 2, but how did he get 2 bonus?
Scored the winning goal.
Absolutely outrageous.
What's wrong with you? He's going to get bonus points for scoring the only goal of the game.
29 BPS on this week.
Look,
I don't even know how he got that.
Look.
Oh, man.
You need... Right, get back in your box for a second. Take a chill pill. From a Spurs attacking perspective, I will say that until... goal was very jammy. There is no doubt about it. That it was a very jammy goal. I'm still not entirely sure how it went in. In the same way that I'm still not really entirely sure how that Chelsea goal went in against you either, because I don't think that that was on purpose. But anyway, that's another story.
Oh, we're going to talk about Havertz in a minute. That's another high horse I can get on. Gary Neville and his special header. Special? Not a special goal. We didn't even mean it. Anyway, let's go to Heung-min Son.
So it was jammy goal.
Yes.
However, there were other opportunities in that game. Now, what I will say about Son is that I didn't think he had a very good game. Until...
No. Right.
Until
yeah.
Lucas Moura came on, and then he swapped him onto the other side, which is where he wants to
yeah.
be.
So in play, and when did Lucas Moura come on?
Like the 70th minute.
Yeah, so what was happening at that stage? Watford are tiring, the game's opening up, they're pushing forward, Cathcart's gone off injured. That's why Son looked a bit better.
No, he didn't.
Because the game was opening up.
No, well, that might have been part of it, but the big
part...
And
even though it opened up, he wasn't that good, didn't create anything.
Oh, shush. But the big part of it was that Son was actually playing where he wanted to play, because when Bergwijn plays, it has to play on the other side of the pitch. So the front three for me should be Kane, Son and Moura, because that means that Son is playing on the left where he wants to be playing, where he's much, much more effective. I thought that Dele Alli was very wasteful today, as you'll see on Match of the Day for those of you who haven't watched it. He had an
absolute... I don't remember Spurs creating any chances.
What, the Dele Alli one? You don't remember the absolute sitter that
he
missed?
Okay, actually, he should have scored. Yeah,
he missed an absolute sitter. Like, I don't know how. And then Harry also missed an absolute sitter, but we've just established that it's August. So, I mean, I've got to be honest, I didn't think it was the best attacking performance ever from Spurs today, but they got the job done. They're top of the league. I got 10 points off of my captain. And you just need to stop being so angry.
I know, this is why I'm finding this. I've got to do this in a cathartic way live on here, because if I do this outside of the stream, in, as you guys know, my family is all Spurs, including you. It'll just be all the Spurs fans right now are just saying, "I don't care, Lee." And nor should you. You are top of the league.
We are top of the league.
You're
only one with 3 league wins.
Only one with 3 clean sheets, 3 1-0s. and you're top of the league. So absolutely, shoot me, Spurs fans, shoot me down because I know you don't care. But I'm here to say this is an FPL stream, and I'm here to tell you I didn't think much about Son today. Anyway, we've got a super chat. We've got to move on. We've got a super chat. The Smiths 1986. Thank you, Azzy, for the super chat. He says, give some love to Big Ben Foster in the chat. Is Ben Foster back in the chat?
Is he?
He was in, I think he was in one of your scout videos, wasn't he?
He was in one of my scout chats the other day, and I must admit, bring back Ben Foster in the Watford goal. Bring him back.
He'd have saved that today.
He would have saved it today. Bring back Ben Foster.
I needn't have had all this angst about the Son captaincy if Ben was in goal. He'd have saved that.
Do you know, and also, do you know what? Wouldn't you just kill for a Ben Foster 4 million playing goalkeeper?
Hell yes.
Right now, Ben. We all need you for an FPL.
Hell yes. Ben, if that is the real Ben Foster in the live chat, welcome and hope you're enjoying the stream, mate. Anything else to say about this Spurs?
Let's talk about Watford for a minute because I actually thought...
Go on then.
I actually thought that Watford were decent today.
Did you?
Yeah.
I thought
going forward they were decent. They had plenty of opportunities.
Who was decent?
No, they were decent today going forward. There were some decent opportunities going forward from Watford today. And what I will say is that I just thought that defensively Spurs were solid. Had Watford been playing the Mourinho Spurs defence, they would have beaten us today. 100% they would have beaten us today.
Mate, I don't remember Hugo Lloris ever really being called upon. I don't remember your goal being ever really...
No, because he's back now and doing a good job. But in seasons gone by, 100% Watford would have scored today.
Well, the one thing I will say, let's just touch on this briefly, and I know we're going back to Spurs a little bit, but it's sort of in the context of Watford offensively. Watford have got some very good players, right? The battle between Sarr and Reguilón in the first
really
half was
Sarr.
A great battle. That was a great battle. And there's one where... Sarr put him on his bum, and then another one where Reguilón, you know, battled him back, and a really good battle that was. What I've noticed about Spurs, and why I'm now interested in you guys from a defensive perspective, is that, and I think we saw this a little bit under Jose, but Nuno's doing it even more. Everything is geared towards low XG chances, right? Spurs do not give up a lot of what I would call gilt edge chances. If you are going to score against this Spurs side, it better be a worldie or it better be something good.
Yeah.
They don't make mistakes and they keep you at arm's length, this Spurs defence.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing when they haven't got the ball and they know what they're doing when they have got the ball. When they have got the ball, Tanganga's in, Reguilón's pushing forward and you've got Skip and Højbjerg come back into it. So you've got, again, you've got those two centre-halves, central defensive midfielders protecting that back four as well. I actually don't think Sanchez and Dier are that good. But you've got Højbjerg and Skip in front just doing the business with them. And it's a good unit. And what Spurs are doing so far this season is they're defending fantastically well as a unit and they're looking for a bit of magic or a mistake or a dodgy free kick or a Dele Alli dive to get the 1-0 so far this season. And they're not creating enough offensively. So that, just to round off my point, you can feel free to shoot me down, is why I'm not going to invest in Spurs in FPL right now.
What, not defensively either?
Defensively, I might. And I like Tanganga. I don't like Eric Dier so much.
What the hell's wrong with you?
But I do like Spurs defensively because you're defending as a unit. Offensively, you're not creating much. I don't see a big haul in Son or Kane right now.
I mean, I've had a couple of them.
Yeah, but that's... Again, what's so disappointing with Son today was that he gets the goal, does nothing else, but because no one else did anything else, he gets the two bonus points. The rest of his team was so guff that he gets the three bonus points.
Look,
I just don't...
Let's go back to Watford for a minute, because I thought Josh King...
Very quickly, because we've got to move on.
I didn't think Josh King had that great a game, but it was his
first game
for Watford.
Yeah, first game.
But I thought Cucho looked really great when he came on.
Cucho, yeah, yeah.
Really great.
Cucho Hernandez. There's a lot of Watford fans are looking to get this guy a bit more pitch time. No doubt about
He should get more pitch time, in my opinion. I thought he was really great.
No doubt about it. All right, let's see if I missed a super chat. I think I did. Carl Vineyard, thank you very much for the super chat. Kyle shouts, Sam, he's got to find his caps lock key. When Ronaldo gets into FPL, I'm bringing him in. And Kane, show some respect for Sonny. Come on, you Spurs. Nice one, Sonny. Nice one, Son. Nice one, Sonny. Let's have another one. And this is what frustrates me, is because regardless of what I think or regardless of what I'm getting off of my chest, Spurs fans, you can shoot me down. Feel free to do it. You are top of the league and you have every right to be smug about it. All I'm saying is,
we won't last
I
long,
didn't see
so.
Much from Son that enticed me from an FPL perspective.
Great
today.
Start from Nuno, though.
I will probably be wrong. Another super chat from Chintan. Thank you, Chintan Super Chat. An orange one. Thank you for the orange
it's
super
very
chat.
Very colourful today.
Very colourful super chats tonight, guys. Very much appreciated. Really, really nice of you. Guys, I'm going to hit the sack. It's late here in India and my fellow countryman said, I bought in Ben White last week for the bench. Start him if fit against Norwich or Kufal against Southampton. Cheers, guys. Love the stream. So would you start next week for Chintan, Ben White or Kufal? That is the easiest question you'll have to answer.
Kufal.
Start. Is it Kufal, Sufal?
I think it's Sue, isn't it?
We get these names wrong every week. The West Ham defender. Start him.
It's Sufal.
Do not go near Arsenal with a very, very long barge
can't
pole.
See Arsenal keeping any for a while. Sheets.
Let's go to Liverpool then. So Liverpool 1, Chelsea 1. I'll give my view. I'll give my view in a minute, but let me know what you thought. What do you think? There's a lot of people selling Salah ahead of this game, Sam.
Why?
Well,
I'll get on my soapbox.
This
about
is the way the early FPL transfer cookie crumbles, right?
Sell Salah at your peril.
At your peril.
Yeah,
totally.
Sell Bruno with Ronaldo coming, yes. Sell Salah, absolutely never, ever, unless he's really injured. I would not be selling Salah. I thought it was a really good game. It was one of the... No, in fact, I'm going to go out there and say it was my favourite game of the season so far.
It was a top game.
I thought it was quality play from both sides. And the only credit I can pay to Chelsea here is that you didn't notice that they were down to 10 men. They played so well after Reece James got sent off.
Yeah.
They stopped Liverpool having chances.
Well, they did park the bus a bit.
Well, of course they're going to, but they did it so well.
That bus was a bloody good bus.
It was brilliant.
And even before they went down to 11 men, I genuinely think, had they not been a red card for Reece James, they'd probably come out of that game with a win.
Had
probably.
They not scored before the sending off, I think they'd have struggled to score.
Yes, possibly.
But
possibly.
I thought they were excellent. I thought Chelsea were really good. I thought Lukaku was trying to boss the Liverpool defence, and that is a very difficult game, Lukaku, to play against Virgil van Dijk.
Well, he played off the shoulder of Matip a lot of the time.
He did.
Actually, Matip played well against
him.
The whole Lukaku-Van Dijk rhetoric, I didn't really buy into it much over the week because I knew that he'd be playing off of Matip.
But you got... The last week against that Arsenal defence... You saw how Lukaku can boss a defence. And we'll see that against Villa. He will boss them. But the Liverpool defence really stood up to it.
Yeah.
They were really good. And I was really impressed. But I equally was impressed by Lukaku and what I was seeing from him. So
the whole team is geared around making Lukaku successful,
yes,
is it not? And
absolutely.
That's why I'm so interested in him. I know he's got some difficult fixtures coming up. And I know game week 7 is the time you're all thinking about investing in him. But I'm telling you, against Villa, he is a viable captaincy option without Martinez there. And I just genuinely think Chelsea have got a bit of everything. Before we get to my boys, let's just round up that conversation with Chelsea. They've got to be title favourites. They've got everything, this Chelsea side. When they attack together. They've got quality coming through. They've got quality from set pieces. They've got strength in depth. A lot of the other teams that are in the Premier League in and around it, you would say one or two choice injuries and you'd say, okay, well, that drops them down a level. With Chelsea, they could, with maybe the exception of Kante, if Kante got an injury, that would be a bit more of a problem for them, I think. But any one of that Chelsea team could get a season out injury and they could probably replace them with somebody. They've got such strength in depth. And they've got players now coming to the fore. Now, the Havertz header, I'm not going to go into it. He's not meant that. He's trying to flick it on and it's just looped over Alisson, right? But anyway, he's still there and he's still played very, very well, right? Mason Mount, you know what you're going to get from this guy.
Yeah,
Reece James was having a great game. I was thinking about bringing him in until he got the red card.
Reece James was my plan transfer in the game before. In my head, Digne to Reece James was exactly what I was doing on the back of this game week. And when Reece James got sent off, I was kind of like, oh, I don't know what to do now, because we saw Alonso again. We're still not seeing Chilwell yet. When's that going to change?
Because he seems to fancy the back five, doesn't he? That's what he's going with.
Well, he does, yeah. But I just can't. Can you see Chilwell sitting on the bench indefinitely?
All I can say to that is it wasn't a Tuchel signing. Remember that. This is a Frank Lampard signing, Ben Chilwell.
But he's quality.
But Tuchel loves the flying wingbacks. He plays with the three. He plays with a solid CDM when he's got one, and he has got the best in the world at Chelsea. So you can, when you've got Conte there, you can afford to take risks with that. You can ask your fullbacks not to do any defending. That's why I like Reece James as an FPL asset. Yeah. Don't bring him in this week; he's suspended. But when he's back, game week 7, if Reece James isn't in my FPL team game week 7, I will be astonished.
He'll be back for me as soon as I can.
And Alonso on the other side doesn't need to do any defending.
All right then. So for a lot of people, if you don't wildcard
this week or when?
If you don't wildcard this week.
Sure. Okay.
So if you decide that actually you do want to hold it for game week 7 and therefore don't do it this time around over this international break, where do your priorities go? Because obviously the main man at Chelsea is Lukaku. But
yes.
Just getting to Lukaku in itself is going to be a challenge.
It's difficult, yeah. Because do you think he's worth 11.5 is the first thing?
Yes, I do.
You do?
He's worth,
okay.
11.5.
If you had to choose one right now between him and Ronaldo, which is going to be a massive question over the next couple of weeks, when they announce Ronaldo's price, he's going to be 12 or 12.5 probably. Ronaldo or Lukaku... I can say all those other things, but I can't say this. Ronaldo or Lukaku for you right now, which one?
Well, the thing is that to get Ronaldo for Bruno is easy because we've got somebody to downgrade to him. But
yeah.
To get Lukaku is really hard for the way most of us are playing because it means another transfer,
yeah,
in order to get him up top. So my priority will be Ronaldo and then Lukaku or a Chelsea. Because I still...
Can you imagine a team with the two of them up front? Even if you have a bloody Obafemi as your third sub, even if you go Lukaku and Ronaldo and Obafemi, that you are decimating your midfield at a time in the game when you've got Antonio, DCL, Bamford scoring today. You've got options.
You don't want to go... So my opinion is that you're probably going to have to take Bruno out to get either one of these. It's probably Bruno that's the sacrificial,
yeah,
lamb. But do you want to go United-less? Because I think United are going to look brilliant with Ronaldo in there as well. So to take Bruno out and to go to Ronaldo, it's easier, right? Because you're replacing a United with a United. But to take Bruno out and go
Lukaku... And no United.
You're leaving yourself with no United. And that feels horrendous.
Do you cover it with Greenwood?
But can you? Because will Greenwood play with Ronaldo?
I think that he probably will. I mean, based on what we saw today from Man United, it will be James that goes out, right? Ronaldo will play up top. It will be Greenwood probably will then go out wide right.
But is he then as good?
It's very difficult. It's very difficult. I don't remember having this amount of premium assets in FPL for some time where you want them all, right? You want them all. Because although I've just sat here and talked about Harry Kane and Son, in most seasons you'd want one of them, right? Especially with the start Spurs have made to the season. We've sat in, we've said, you've got to stop selling Mo Salah. All right, well, I'll have him as well then. Okay, well, Chelsea are built around Lukaku. Well, all right, I'll have him then. So it's impossible.
My view is, these are my own views and not necessarily things you should do, but I am going to try and go without Lukaku.
All right.
I'm going to go Mason Mount.
Do you think that and we're going off topic a bit, we need to get back to the games in a sec, but do you think that the amount of premiums that we've got might change the way you play FPL
a bit this season in terms of
the whole kind of, I don't want to call him out because I appreciate that he bought Kane in this week and captained him late riser, which is obviously not a good move. But late risers' approach in terms of the upside chasing and the switching premiums on a weekly basis, do you buy into that or not?
It's not something I've ever done.
No.
It's not something I ever thought I would do.
I don't like it, personally.
I don't either, because I always admit I'm worried that I'm going to do what Late Riser did today, basically, and bring in the one that looked good for the fixture, but then doesn't do anything, and at the same time, you've got somebody who does. So my issue is that I said this to you, and I said it to Josh when we were talking the other day. I feel like this might be the season where we all spend more time moving and switching our premiums around, because there are nice runs of fixtures for different players at different times. And if you can be loyal to them for 5 weeks or so over a good fixture run, you will get returns. You might miss returns from others, but then you switch onto another good fixture run and you do the same again.
Yeah.
And it will mean our team values never really get going because we'll be in and out with our premiums rather than holding them. But I sort of feel like that's the way this season's going to go, because you can't have Salah, Bruno, Ronaldo, Son, Kane,
but it's
Lukaku.
So hard to do. I don't like the upside chasing thing. I don't like that, right? I know a lot of you guys do, and Late Riser is an awesome FPL manager, right? So I'm not sitting here saying he's wrong, but I don't like it because the whole premise of a premium asset is that they can do it in any game.
Yeah, I know that.
In actual fact, they are big game players. So you see a difficult fixture on the ticker, they can do it in those games.
Absolutely.
That's why they're Ronaldo. That's why they're Salah, because they can do that.
Yeah.
So you are just as likely, in my view, to miss
100,
a
I totally
hole
agree
as
you.
Hit it when you do this jumping around. I don't like it, personally.
I totally agree with you, but I think this is why we are seeing mass exoduses on Salah at the moment. I think
yeah.
it's
you can
why
see it, yeah.
when Ronaldo gets launched in the game, we'll see a mass exodus on Bruno. And we'll just see players being bought in and bought out. Now, it might settle down towards Christmas when the casuals, for want of a better phrase, stop playing.
Yeah.
But for now, we are going to be in a premium hokey-cokey where their value is all over the place. And you're either going to have to jump on board with the switching and changing, or you're going to have to hold your nerve, pick some, and stay loyal
be
to
patient.
Them. And hope yeah. that over the course of the season, that pans out.
Yeah. Which is why I like Lukaku, because he's just nailed. He's going to play. The whole team is built around it. But then you could say that about Ronaldo. Ronaldo's not coming on to coach Greenwood and be
what
on the
Salah,
bench.
Then?
Well, I ain't selling Salah either, am I?
So that's where you are then. Like, then you're with three. And I'm telling you, it's impossible. Because I've got...
See my wildcard draft in a minute.
Okay. But I've got a team currently that's got Salah, Bruno, Son and Trent. And you're scraping
difficult.
With the rest.
Difficult. So the Liverpool 1, Chelsea 1 game. Second for chances created in the game week. Trent Alexander-Arnold had a good game. So no panic there, I don't think. So again, you want to fund these premiums. My advice personally is do it somewhere else. I still think Trent is worth the 7.5. Two bonus points, I think, for Trent as well. Despite conceding the goal. So that tells you everything you need to know about how many chances Trent's creating with the 6 this week. What else to say about Liverpool in this game? How are you feeling about Jota now? If Firmino is out for a few weeks, you want Jota at 7.5? Can he cover Salah?
No!
You can't have him all, Sam!
I don't think he can cover Salah. But I also want Torres. So this is, and I also want Mason Mount. So then I've got three in this 7 million bracket that I really want as well. It is absolutely bonkers right now.
It's hard. And it's a hard game at the minute, no doubt.
And at some point, I'm going to have to say, yes, you can cover somebody with the cheaper version of themselves. And at the moment, I'm thinking I'm going to do it with Lukaku and Mount.
All right.
And then I'll just cry every time Lukaku's
So there we go, 1-1. A fascinating game, actually.
It was a great game.
Fascinating game. Was it a red?
It was for me.
It was for me as well. I mean, I'm biased, but it was a red for me.
Yeah, deliberately handball. If the ref's saying it's a deliberate handball, then I'm afraid you have to be sent off.
Yeah, and the thing that I... Just the parting comment on this game was that I tweeted just after... You know, obviously I was disappointed not... You know, from the position we were in, 1-1, 10 men, a whole 45 minutes to go and win the game. Obviously I was disappointed not to get the 3 points at home there.
But...
You know, I go back a couple of seasons ago, Liverpool, we found a way. How many games did you see it where Liverpool were 1-0, 1-0 down, found a way to get the result? We just would somehow get it. Chelsea didn't allow us to do that. They did not allow us to find a way. And they were phenomenal. Absolutely fantastic, Chelsea.
Two absolutely brilliant gladiators of the game. Brilliant, brilliant football match.
Really, really good. So much more we've got to cover, Sam, but we genuinely haven't got time. Let's talk about West Ham 2, Crystal Palace 2 very briefly then.
Were you surprised by that result, by the way?
Well, I was a bit. Yeah, I was expecting a fairly reasonable home win, but I wasn't expecting Conor Gallagher to turn into Messi. I mean, that second goal for Conor Gallagher was sensational. He was the complete difference maker for Crystal Palace.
Yeah,
just saying, 5.5 as well. Another 5.5 to maybe consider on our radars.
If you want to get rid of Smith Rowe.
But let's talk about West Ham. I was very happy with the goal and assist from my captain, from Antonio. I think certainly the way he took that second goal was absolutely laden with confidence. West Ham's second goal, his goal. It came down, he brought it down, left foot, smashed it past. I don't know what the XG of that chance was, but I'm saying it's pretty low. But I heard Mark and Az at the time when they were reacting to it on Black Box watching the Match of the Day Challenge. I think Az made the comment that Antonio right now is taking these low XG chances. He's not needing big XG chances to score goals. He's just smashing them in left, right and centre. And I have to say, against Southampton, next game week, I'm considering captaining him again because I think he was fantastic. Nothing for Benrahma, although he was highly transferred in this week. Don't think you're going to get rid of either of those or any of your West Ham assets against Southampton next, right?
No. There is a little bit of transfer rhetoric going on around that Benrahma position.
What's the Lingard situation?
It's stalled a bit, but there's another one they're trying to bring in. They've tried to sign somebody else that's also in that position. So I don't think they'll both come off, but if they ended up with that other guy and Lingard, that could be problematic. But Benrahma has been so good, I can't see him being dropped.
Been great.
And he made some good opportunities in this game. He was in the right positions again. It was just one of those games where he didn't return any points, but that didn't mean he had a bad game. He absolutely didn't. So
yeah.
I'm not panicking on it. I'm enjoying owning the two West
Ham. What about Pablo Fornals as a bit of a differential? Another cheapie. On the radar?
Yeah, why not? I mean,
he seemed to be playing quite close to Antonio, actually, in that front three.
I just do worry a little bit.
Why?
Do we want... Because we're 3 game weeks in now. We're much closer to the Europa League kicking off. And we're talking about upping the West Ham involvement. I think two is enough. If you didn't...
I would say so, yeah.
If you owned Antonio but not Benrahma, then yes, I think you could go Fornals as a differential, but I don't think you'd want all three.
All right, okay. Another super chat from Evan Forbes. Thank you, Evan, for the super chat. He's got about $2 million in the bank.
Oh, nice.
Wants to do Greenwood to Torres, Bruno to Havertz or Son, and then Danny Ings to Ronaldo. What do you think? Love the streams. Thanks, Evan. So there's his Ronaldo plan. It's Greenwood to Torres, so a slight downgrade there for Greenwood, which if CR7's
really
coming in, then maybe that's an okay thing to do with Greenwood potentially going a bit wider. Bruno making way for either Havertz or Son. If you could do Bruno to Son, Greenwood to Torres, would that be enough? Would that be okay for you to do CR7?
I'd do that.
Probably for me as well. Those changes look really good. They look pretty good, Evan. I like the sound of that, mate. About $2 million in the bank as well, so you've got some money knocking about in his back pocket.
Good planning. Very good planning.
Tony
got off the score sheet.
Yeah, all right. Very quickly then, let's talk about this. So Tony, after about 4 or 5 minutes, gets Brentford's season off to a goal-scoring start at least. They've been pretty good up to now, but this is the first goal. And then Buendia responds with, an absolute worldie.
But now gone.
Talk us through the game.
This is one of the ones I haven't watched that much, but Aston Villa had a lot of problems going into it. Obviously, Mings has cracked a rib, so he couldn't play.
Yeah, I saw that.
So they just had they've got some injury problems, and I think the international break probably come at a good time for Aston Villa to just recoup and recover. But of course, now with Martinez and Buendia going off,
it's not ideal for them.
It's not ideal at all, because if Bailey needs to get himself fit, because if they're going to not have Buendia's attacking potential, that's going to be difficult for them in the next game week, particularly when it's Chelsea. So, not keen to invest in Aston Villa just yet.
Okay.
But after the Chelsea game, and once Martinez and Buendia are back, I still think they look...
What about Tony, still in your team?
Yes, yeah.
Happy with him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really get the Tony out rhetoric that was going on. He looked creative in both of the first two matches, was unlucky not to return. And at his price point, I don't really see anybody else that's consistently offering the same level of potential.
All right, well, let's have a look at the fixture ticker, courtesy of Fantasy Football Scout. If you're a member of Fantasy Football Scout, you can head over to the website, go to the members area and find the season ticker, which is completely sortable by difficulty, whether it be home or away, attacking, defence. And if you're not yet a member of Fantasy Football Scout, you can find a link in the description below to go and sign up to the site.
But do it today, because there's 20% off ends tonight.
Oh, 20% off ends tonight. Well, there we go. If you're not a Scout member, now's a good time to do that. Brentford's fixtures coming up. Here's the reason, Sam. I think a lot of people are getting off or thinking of getting off of Tony, is that they've got Brighton and Wolves up next, which I think is okay. But then it's Liverpool, West Ham and Chelsea from game week 6. So do you have a bit of a... Is there an exit plan for Tony in game week 6? Or are you just... Not worried about that yet. That's something for 3 weeks' time.
Sort of that. Because I think I kind of feel like in a few weeks' time, I'm going to know where I need budget for.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Super chat from Guy. Thank you, Guy, for the super chat. I haven't been here in a while. Just checking in. Hey.
Hey, nice to have you back.
Hey, Guy. Nice to have you back. Very good to see you. Aston Villa, yes, their fixtures, as per this ticker, really do change now for the next 4 weeks.
Without Martinez.
So with no Martinez and with no Buendia for game week 4, those with Danny Ings, and I include myself in that, He, I think, is now a sell. It's just that I want to sell for Ronaldo or Lukaku, and
they're not going to price. They're not going to quite hard to do that. Ronaldo in at the same price as Danny Ings, I am afraid.
Quite hard to do that. What else do we want to discuss? I do want to just quickly give a shout out to Damari Gray, who I thought was fantastic in that Everton game. Here's another 5.5 midfielder who seems to be Benitez's boy, right? Benitez has brought him in. He's trusting him. Playing on the opposite side to Richarlison. A decent foil for Dominic Calvert-Lewin, Damari Gray. Looking pretty good for his price.
Got two things to say about this game.
Go on.
Firstly, Luca Dean. I apologise.
Clean sheet.
Thank you for the clean sheet.
Yeah.
I thought I asked for a brace though.
Okay.
Secondly, what on earth happened between Calvert-Lewin and Richarlison?
It was a bit of a row, wasn't there? Coleman had to pull rank, didn't he? Anyway, DCL on pens.
But we do now know.
It seems.
That
yes,
we do have a confirmed penalty taker, it appears.
It seems.
Much to Richarlison's great displeasure.
And if you are an Ings owner and you haven't got 4 million knocking about in your bank, for a Ronaldo or a Lukaku, can you go Calvert-Lewin? Are you worried about this toe injury? He's flagged in FPL at the minute.
Well, he's flagged, but he's playing every week, so...
I know, but he's not real...
What are you going to do, actually? Because you've got Ings. Are you going to go Calvert-Lewin, or are you going to try and go Ronaldo?
Well, we'll talk about my wildcard in just a second. But Danny Ings is absolutely a transfer out that I'd like to make. Mienna Sitom, thank you, Mienna, for the super chat. Hey, guys, I went Ings over Antonio at the start. I was worried he'd get injured with Europa games. Is it too late to get him now?
Who, Antonio?
Or just focus on CR7? Is it too late for Antonio? No. Not in the form he's in.
We're at the after party now.
Not in the form he's in. He's absolutely still time to get in on him. And
he just looks full of it.
One of the reasons I captained him this week was, yes, the stats. Yes, he's playing really well. But off the pitch, I mean, who gets a cardboard cutout of themselves and celebrates with it? Who then drives around on TikTok with the cardboard cutout in your back of your car singing?
Sorry, what?
Honestly.
He did what now on TikTok?
Antonio has come to the fore.
Is this where you got this TikTok nonsense from?
No, it's not. It's
You've
not
just been
Antonio's
watching
fault.
Antonio.
Antonio.
You're
going to
get a cardboard cutout of yourself and drive around with
all
it.
All I'm going to say is Antonio is full of beans at the minute and he's bang in form and he's one to trust, I think. So it's definitely not too late. It's definitely not too late. Anything else you want to discuss in here, Sam?
No, I think we should probably...
We've got to move on, haven't we? What's the time? 1:10. Yeah, we've got to move on, really. The Manchester United performance, I didn't think was great today, just before we do move on. The Greenwood finish was a very good finish, but the goalkeeper probably be a bit disappointed with it.
Yes. Feel a bit for Wolves, actually, because the last couple of games, in fact, all three games, they've looked good.
Yeah.
If they could just finish...
their dinner. Oh,
they would be.
Me.
They'd have done really well to start this season.
Well, here's something. Here's a picture I took off of
the picture of the TV.
Totally
going on
plagiarized
here.
This off of Sky Sports, but and I should have built this into the slides, guys. Sorry, but I just took the picture quickly while I was on screen. So, Wolves chances created so far this season 45, second best, joint second best in the Premier League. Open play chances created 42, joint first in the Premier League. So it's not like they are not creating.
No, they've been really good.
100% they're creating. 57 shots, third best in the league. So they are creating. Not only they're creating, but they're getting their shots away. Touches in the opposition box, 87. That's fourth best in the league. XG so far, 5.06. Fifth best in the league. How many goals have they got?
The issue I have...
Absolutely.
Zero.
The new Brighton. They're the new Brighton.
No, they're not.
Because all the stats suggest that they should be smashing it, and they're not.
Brighton haven't got stats like that. We listened to Wolves on the way back from the first half on the way back from Spurs. Then we watched the second half. How Wolves didn't go into that at the end of that first half winning, I don't know. They just have to finish. And Traore, again, another good performance from him. Another game where he just...
We got to stop saying this. But it wasn't a good performance from Traore because he's got to finish the chances he's been created.
It's not good.
You can't say he keeps having a good performance. It's not, he keeps missing. Traore. Score a couple of goals and I'll say, yeah, he's worth having. The one thing I will say, have a look at their fixtures coming up, Wolves. So the Wolves fixtures coming up, they are top of the ticker. So Watford, Brentford, Southampton, Newcastle, Aston Villa. If Traore can find his shooting boots, then he's worth having.
Not if Ben Foster's in goal next week.
Well, maybe not. But Jimenez just... I think it's a confidence thing with him, you know.
Yeah, it's just a long time out. I'm not being funny, but you don't... split your skull open.
No.
Come back in.
No.
And immediately be the Jimenez that you were when you left.
And that's what Carlos is saying on Super Chat. Do we buy Jimenez from Game Week 4? Well, with those fixtures, ordinarily you would, but I just want to see him.
I think Jimenez. Wow. If I was wildcard in this week, I'd go Jimenez.
Would you?
The fixtures are really nice. They're making enough attacking. I know they haven't scored any, but they have had two really difficult games against Spurs and United. Those aren't teams that are going to concede, that are going to concede loads of goals. So I would take a chance on Jimenez with these fixtures. I really would.
Well, what about the young lad from Barcelona on the other side, Trincao? So Clarkey complains. Thank you for the super chat. Sam, Trincao looked dangerous. Jammy pick? Question mark. Very sharp.
He looked really good.
Looked all right, didn't he?
Yeah.
He looked all right.
I would be, if I was wildcarding, I'd be taking a chance on a Wolves forward. I think you can go Jimenez, you can go Trincao, you can go Traore if you want to.
Yeah.
But if you're going to go Traore, I just would wait until Tuesday when the window closes, just because I'm not convinced he's still going to be at Wolves.
Oh, you reckon Spurs might have a chance, do you?
I don't know. I just, there's so much rumour about him, not just to Spurs, that I don't know.
Okay, all right, very good. Was it a fantastic double save from David De Gea, or was it a sitter miss from Saiss?
It was both.
Bit of both, wasn't it? But David De Gea, what a save. Absolutely worldly
save. He's trying to prove a point, isn't he?
He is, absolutely. Let's go to here. So let's go and talk about our Patreon. Patreon.com/FPL family. So the first thing I'd like to say to you is do not sign up to our Patreon in the next couple of days. Wait until September the 1st, guys, because if you do wait until September the 1st, which is Tuesday?
Wednesday.
Wait till Wednesday next week, because once you sign up to us on Patreon, you'll get them the full month rather than being charged for the last couple of days in August. The competition's already finished, and then you'll get charged again on September the 1st. So wait until Wednesday, but if you would like to come and support us over on patreon.com/FPL family, get all the bonus podcasts, access to the Slack chat, entry into the competitions, or one-to-one Zooms with Sam and I about your team over the international break, then patreon.com/FPL family, links in the description below, is the place to be. Three different tiers, $3, $5 and $10. Come and support us. Come and say thanks for the live streams. We would love you to get involved over there, but not until Wednesday. Wait until September the 1st. There we go. So, Sam, let's talk about our teams for the week. And yes, it is the Son 20-pointer that has cost me a green arrow this week. So it's a red arrow for me. But I kind of look at it. I've got to take a step back. If I take a step back and say, well, actually, overall rank 4-3-3, that's...
Don't look at that yet.
That's... Well, I can't help it. And I actually think 4-3-3, based on previous seasons, probably would have taken that after first three game weeks. You said to me at the beginning, if you just said to me, beginning of the season, you'll be in the top half a mil after game week three, that's a solid foundation to now go and attack game week four and onwards from there. So I'm pretty happy with that. 62 points is okay. Son was the big problem, right? Son was the big problem not having him, and Greenwood hurt me as well. So actually yesterday was really good, but today, not quite so good. So my overall rank is down from something like 350 to 430. It's down 13%. It's not the end of the world. It's a pretty good game week. I think the average in the top 1K or the top 10K was about 62, 63. So I'm okay with that. Now what I've got to decide is, what do I do with this Motley crew? Do I go for the wild card, or do I just take maybe a transfer or two to sort out a couple of bits of dead wood in there that I don't want? Because I'm looking at my team and I don't want Harvey Barnes. I'm looking at my team and I'm thinking, is Torres a better option than Grealish? I'm looking at it thinking, do I want Danny Ings? Well, the answer to that is no. Do I want Fernandes longer term?
The thing is with Torres and Grealish, it's a million.
Yeah?
That million goes a long way when you're trying to buy Ronaldo and Lukaku.
Oh, yeah, of course it
doesn't mean that Grealish is a bad option. Just means that you can go a million cheaper and have a teammate.
Yeah. The other reason that I might want a wild card is that if I want Diogo Jota, if the Firmino injury is bad, and I would like Jota for those next three, if he's guaranteed to start, which he will be if Firmino's injured.
Where are you getting all this money from?
Well, I'll wildcard, aren't I? I'll be wildcarding. So
well, who's going to go?
Fernandes down to Jota. I can do all sorts of stuff with that, right? So with that in mind, if I do want Jota in, then I've got Tsimikas blocking it, haven't I? That's the problem. So I've got to get rid of Tsimikas for somebody, probably another 4.0.
Oh, yeah, so
I don't know. I'm absolutely not wed to wildcarding. I'm not sitting here saying I'm definitely wildcarding.
It's not that bad a team.
It's not terrible. I do want to sort Barnes and Ings out, but I could do Torres and DCR and I'd be happy. And then I miss out on the Lukaku against Villa. I get to see what Ronaldo's like with Manchester United and kind of make my decision after then. okay, I miss out on Lukaku against Villa, but then he's got two difficult fixtures.
Yeah.
So maybe just for a week or two, I don't wild card. I just have a bit more information about those two in particular. I can figure out whether my Son is crap rhetoric is right or wrong.
Hang on.
And I just sort
just
out...
give you a look.
I just sort out the weaknesses
for
in my team.
In a minute.
That doesn't work for the podcast, I'm afraid. You can't do the Death Star
I'm
on a podcast.
Death staring Lee out. Because at some point, somebody in the live chat is going to take a screenshot and it will get memed everywhere.
So that is where I am. I'm stuck between full-on wildcard, which I'll show you in a minute in terms of my first initial thoughts, or a -4 for Barnes and Ings to Torres and DCL. That's where I'm kind of torn. And if I do the DCL and I do the Torres, I know that I've got a couple of really good options coming in for a couple of weeks. Safe in the knowledge that 2 to 3 weeks from now, I'll know more about Ronaldo, I'll know more about Lukaku, I'll know more about Son and Kane, and then I've got my wild card. I'll have much more information. It'll be a much more informed wild card than it would be this week. That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, 63, a red arrow, but actually, in the overall scheme of things, 4-3-3 is okay. A green arrow for you this week, 70 points. Very, very good indeed. But of course, the jamminess of the Son 20-pointer is absolutely real. A +34% on the rank change.
You are unbelievable today.
And an OR of 551. So again, reasonable, right? They'll be pretty happy with that.
I'm delighted with that.
Good game week.
To be honest, yeah, I mean, I always have a bad week at some point, and game week two was it. But I'm definitely 85% sure I'm not going to wild card.
All right.
I just look at my team and think, you look all right. There are things I would like to do, but I could do them for a -4.
Michael Glover says, oh my God, Lee is so salty.
Yes, I am. Absolutely on one today. I can see myself doing Bruno to Torres and then trying to find enough budget to go up, take one of my strikers up to Ronaldo. I can feel that potential happening.
Dini to Ronaldo.
I mean, that can't happen. unless they price Ronaldo at, what, 9? I can't budget that.
I would love to do Perica to Ronaldo, but it's just not happening, is it? It's just not
Perica to Ronaldo is
a 4.5 to a 12.5.
It's about as unlikely as it can.
Anybody got 8 million that
unless
can
spare. FPL accidentally price him wrong and we were getting him in quick.
Ronaldo is talk about mix it up. Oh my God, mix it up. We're all sitting there thinking, right, how do we get to Lukaku?
We did a whole segment on the FPL show last week about Lukaku or Kane. A whole segment. And then the day after,
CR7s.
24 hours later, well, now it's not just Kane versus Lukaku, is it? It's Kane versus Lukaku versus Ronaldo.
Right, let's not have any more of that
but
conversation.
I'm all right, I think.
551 is all right.
I mean, the bench is still rubbish, but at least I'm not getting loads of points on it this year.
Yeah, you're pretty sure you're not going to be wildcarding. All right.
Although I am going to, like you, join you in the, I've got a Watford player who no longer plays for the club.
That's a problem. It's a problem. Let's talk about this possible wildcard that I've put together. And I will reiterate again, guys, this is proper early doors thinking in terms of my wildcard. Now, you probably won't have seen this, so let me turn the laptop in.
It's all right, because I can read the players, even if I can't see them.
Yeah, so here's a few. So in terms of my ins and outs, what I was trying to do was trying to get a team that enabled Lukaku.
What the hell is Ben White in there for?
Well, listen, you've got to make sacrifices. If you're going to go with Salah, Fernandes and Lukaku, you have to be prepared to make sacrifices. And Ben White is not a player that I'd like to have, but he rotates nicely with Tanganga, and there doesn't seem to be that much value in defence.
I'll raise you Shane Duffy.
A Duffy? Don't give me a Duffy. So that's what I'm thinking now in terms of Torres. I spoke before about Gray. I quite like Gray as well.
There's a Cody comment there. I'll keep
my West Ham boys as well. People are saying Cody,
nice.
Etc. The guy's saying they really like your what the hell is Ben White doing there. So that's what that's some initial thoughts, right? So Barnes, Grealish, Ings, Simicass and Shaw go out. They all go out for different reasons, right?
Of bringing Ben White.
Well, Barnes and Ings are the two that I want to go, right? Grealish is the one that I would swap basically for Torres. Oh, just hit the mic.
Sorry, podcasters.
Simicass, obviously, I need to get rid of him because for obvious reasons. And then Shaw is a bit of a sacrificial lamb. But in,
you're getting rid of Luke Shaw.
Would come Torres and Gray, obviously Lukaku, and then White and Tanganga at the back. So there is quite a lot of sacrifice to be made for Lukaku. But that is one way that I would be thinking about getting him in.
And presumably, okay, so here's another question for you. C-Ron gets priced at 12.
Yeah.
Bruno down.
Yeah.
To whoever.
Yeah.
Where's C-Ron sitting there? Instead of trying to... Are you going to try and take Bruno down that much? Is that Tony?
That's Obafemi.
Oh, hell.
So I'd probably have to do Obafemi up to Ronaldo and Fernandes down to...
You can't do Obafemi to Ronaldo.
But you can't then have Salah... You can't have Salah, Lukaku and Ronaldo. You just... You can't do it.
Okay, so I'll go back again then. Are you... Would, right now, Lukaku or Ronaldo?
JP just says, I literally waited all show to see Lee's wildcard and I'm very disappointed. That's JP. Sorry to disappoint JP.
We'll build another one. A better one. Well, it's not got Ben White in it.
Well, I just feel like...
Did you do this after Son scored? Did Son score?
Yeah.
Did it upset you that much that you thought, I'll bring in Ben White?
The thing is, I look at it and I go, you know, there's some proper big names going out there, like Grealish and Ings and Shaw. And then I'm bringing in White, Tanganga, Gray. It's just like, there's a lot of sacrifices there if I want Lukaku, but also want to keep Salah and Fernandes. It's so hard to have three premium assets. It is so hard. So
would you be prepared to sacrifice Trent?
No.
Because a lot of people will be thinking about that, won't they? A lot of people will look at Trent and think, shall I go Robbo?
Cyberdet just says, that wild card is a shocker. Amid Ared says, swap Ben White for a bag of crisps.
Give me a bag of 12 bites for him.
Seth Blacklock says, WTF is this then? So, appreciate you guys. JP says, sorry Lee. Don't be sorry, it's absolutely fine. So that's why I'd be going at the back. Livermento, Ailing, Tanganga, Trent and a bag of crisps at the back.
I don't...
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't object too much to it.
The live chat clearly does. I'm getting pelters here.
In that I can see what you've tried to do.
I'm trying to have the free premiums and I'm trying to find value elsewhere, aren't I? That's what I'm trying to do.
And I can see that.
Bevan is saying it's an absolute shambles. Gianpaolo is saying real shocker of a team, that Lee. Mike Dyer is saying, oh dear, what happened to that wild card?
And this is why I don't think your team needs a wild card, to be honest.
Yeah, it just needs sorting out with Ings and Barnes, doesn't it?
I think what we're all doing is panicking because suddenly we've got all of these massive names in the game. Imagine what would have happened if Messi had come as well. We've got all these massive players and we're trying to find a way to do it. And the reality is that in getting four or three of them, the compromises are huge at a time where the mid-price players are banging.
Yeah.
And I'm not...
You've got the Yotters and the Greenwoods and the
Torres.
Even Rafinha, maybe, we haven't even thought about, right?
So you're Benrahma, Antonio, Dominic Calvert-Lewin. There's so many of them in that middle price bracket that have been great to start the season. And we're basically talking about shipping them all and replacing them with nonsense like Ben White and Lukaku, Salah and another. And for me, I'm not prepared to destroy what I like about my team to fit Lukaku in it.
So why not just go Salah and Fernandes down to Jota and Greenwood and then have the big boys up front?
Which is a perfectly valid strategy, except I would not lose Salah for
Except you would not lose Salah.
But I would sacrifice Bruno for C-Ron.
It sort of feels like that is the way a lot of people are going. You know Fernandes is going big against Newcastle. You just know it. You just know it. It's going to happen, isn't it? Ronaldo will start. Fernandes star of the show against Newcastle, game week four. After everyone saw it. So there we go. So that was... I'm really pleased that you all love my wild card. Thanks for the comments and for ripping it apart.
Isn't that what you wanted? Wouldn't you have preferred that? Would you not? I mean,
yeah,
we could
otherwise
all
I'd have hit the button tonight. And
we
could
all sit
problem.
There and lie to you. But equally...
Cyberdet says, is this Lee's Arteta moment?
Are you Arteta?
Am I Arteta?
Where is
I'm
Arteta?
I'm angling for the job.
I would absolutely love it if you were the next Arsenal
Get me
manager.
In, Kroenke. There we go. There we go.
They would get relegated.
The wild card being absolutely ripped apart there suggests that probably I won't do it. I am not averse to taking a hit, though, for next week. And I think bringing Torres in for Barnes. I mean, they're the same price bar the 0.1 that I've lost on Barnes. And how much more would I rather Torres than Barnes right now? A million times.
As I said to you before, and anybody that's thinking about wildcarding, if your team is not in bad shape like Lee's, My honest view is, if you want to do that transfer because Torres is going up tonight, then do it. Because worst case scenario, they all get injured over international break, you hit the wild card. It's not the end of the world.
But if I've hit the wild card tonight, I don't care who gets injured over international break. I can sort that out.
But I think you'll waste a wild card if you hit the wild card tonight. Because I don't think your team will end up changing that much.
Well, listen, let's end the wild card chat with Matt Henley's comment. This is a trust the process wild card. There we go.
Arsenal fans are in.
So there we go, guys. That is my initial thoughts on a wild card. Thanks for absolutely tearing it down. I knew I could rely on you. Talk us through our week, Sam. Have we got any podcasts or shows going on? What's going on? I always come to you with this because I haven't got a clue, genuinely, on a Sunday night. I don't know. I just get told. Cole, what's going on?
We may be on the official podcast this week, but it hasn't been confirmed yet. But we are on the official show. The second part of the international break, so not this week, but the following week. You'll see both of us on the FPL show after my little bonus appearance last week.
Very good. And have we got any extra videos on either the channel or on the Fantasy Football Scout channel?
Yeah, so we have a new series out on the Fantasy Football Scout channel. It's called the FPL Big Question. So every week we'll be tackling the big question. I imagine that this week's question will be...
Can't imagine it's anything other than Ronaldo.
C-Ron, probably. Yeah. It was Lukaku last week. So we'll be looking at C-Ron probably this week, I imagine, when it's all confirmed. This week on our channel, I'm going to put out some videos, but I don't know yet what. Because normally I would do a jammy pick and a top points pick, but we have no...
Do you want to do a video about my wildcard?
No, I don't. So we will do...
Can we do Ben White versus a packet of crisps?
I probably will do a wildcard...
Draft
that's better video. Than that. And I'll probably do one of these where I look at different drafts.
Will it have Jacket's Hang Anger?
Probably. Will it have Ben White? Absolutely bloody not. There will be an FPL draft, wildcard draft video that comes out looking at potential wildcard picks. That will happen. But if anyone else has got any ideas of what they would like, either stick it in the live chat or stick it in the comments below this video. I'll have a little look and we'll get some videos out over the next couple of weeks.
There we go. All right. So, guys, thank you for joining us tonight on another bumper episode of FPL Family. Lots to discuss. Lots going on. Will we be live streaming next week? I think we'll probably have a little break next week because we've got the international break.
Probably.
And then back in a couple of weeks after game week 4 to have a look at how all the fixtures went down in game week 4. If I wildcard... We'll probably have a live stream next week, but I don't think I'm going to. Based on what you guys have said, based on how you've ripped it apart, I'm probably not going to. But listen, watch this space. Get onto Twitter at FPL Family, FPL Family on Instagram, and most importantly, FPL Family on TikTok. Because
can you do a little TikTok at the end of this video with just the salt canister?
With just the saltiness. Could happen. It could happen. So get over to TikTok and follow the 427 people that are now following us on TikTok, Sam. TikTok is going to overtake Facebook.
Won't.
It will within days. By the end of this international break, TikTok will be overtaking Facebook.
I think you need to go to bed.
It's been a long day, isn't it?
I'm quite tired. Absolutely on one. You normally tell me I'm on one. Tonight, Mr. Bonfield, you have been on one. Even the guys in the chat think you've lost the plot.
And you can tell because the wildcard was that crap. There we go, guys.
Ben White in it.
Thanks for joining us this evening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Leave us a like before you go. And of course, if you're new to FPL Family, hit that subscribe button. Don't leave us a subscribe. I don't know how you do that. Hit that subscribe button and the little notify bell. And we will see you in a couple of weeks from now. Cheers, guys.
Bye, guys.